Today's daf is Ma'atkatan Daf Chav Ches, and we are at the last line of Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, the two dots, V'loy Shel Nashim La'olam B'pnei HaKovid. But before we begin today's daf, for the last three or so years, as a Chabura, we've had the Schus to learn the daf as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza. It's Shlomo Sirotskin, the son of Yedid Nafshi, and the Yedid of so many of the Bnei HaChabura, Reb Dovi Sirotskin. Unfortunately, a few hours ago, Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza was Nifter, and he returned his holy and his very pure neshama to his creator. You know, the Pasuk says, V'aschanon al Hashem be'isahi lemar. The Sefri says that wherever it says the word lemar in the Torah, it means that the Tzivoy was something that was meant l'doiros. It was meant to be for generations. And everyone asks, Moshe Rabbeinu is davening l'doiros? Moshe Rabbeinu was davening in a very practical way. He wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. 515 tefilos, kaminyan v'aschanon, kaminyan tefilo. So you should go into Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean, lemar l'doiros? And the Sfarim say that sometimes people daven and they make kabbalas and they learn Torah and they do chasadim, all as a schus for something to happen. And sometimes the outcome doesn't play out the way that they were hoping. But Chazal say, V'aschanon al Hashem be'isahi lemar, that there's no such thing as a tefillah that goes wasted. There's no such thing as a mitzvah, as a limud haTorah. Anything that's done for a davar tov at some point is going to have an effect. So our tefillah is that, you know, all the Torah, all the dafin, and really all the schosim, there were so many people that did so much for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza. Dovi got tremendous chizuk from it. He was always telling me different regards that he got. It's incredible how much it meant to him. But all the tefillahs and all the limud haTorah, it should be a schus for Shlomo's heilige neshama, and really it should be a schus for Dovi u'mishpachtoi, for the ganze chabura. And we should always share in simchas together. It's in today's daf. So today's daf is being learned. Le'ilu nishmas Shlomo ben Yibodu l'chaim toivim Reb Chaim Doiv. So the Mishnah was discussing a funeral procession that's taking place on Chol HaMoed. And the Mishnah says that on Chol HaMoed, during the funeral, the people that are carrying the mita, they're carrying the nifta, they're not allowed to take the bed and put it down in the street. The reason is, because we're afraid that if the levaya is going to take a little bit too time, if too long, if it's going to stall, it may cause people to start being maspin on a chol hamoed. You're not allowed to be maspin. Then the Mishnah said, when it comes to levaya of a woman, you're never allowed to put the body of the woman down. And the reason is, mipnei hakoved. So what's the kavod? The kavod is that a woman sometimes be mei vesta, so the begadim that she's wearing can have blood on it, and it's just not derech kavod for there to be blood. It says the Gemara, Amri Nardoi. Nardoi, they used to say, Loi Shana, this is only true chai. This is true for a woman that died during childbirth. Once upon a time, it was not uncommon for a woman to die during childbirth. Such a woman, her begadim are going to be very, very messy, and that's the kavod that the Mishnah was sensitive to. Aval Shar Nashim, but an ordinary woman, manichin, it's not going to be a problem. And even if this other woman was a nida, it doesn't matter. It's stafka, chaya, where there's a lot of dam, that's when it's an issue. But otherwise, a regular woman, this is not a halacha. During the levaya, they could stop, they could take the mita, they could put it on the floor. There's no issue of kavod. Rabbi Lazar said, afilu shar nashim. No, it's true, even for shar nashim, the chzid, because the pasuk says, vatomas sham miriam, vatikover sham. And the way the Achrayim explain, Vatikover Sham, it was there. The same place that the Misa took place, that's where the Kfura happened. So you see, Miriam, she didn't die in childbirth, and Afal Pikain, the Torah seems to emphasize that the Kfura happened immediately. So says Rabbi Lazar, that even though in the Hardoi, they used to learn that the Mishnah is referring Dafka to a woman that dies during childbirth, but in reality, it's not the case. Afilu Shar Noshim, it's going to be true, even for other women as well. There's a tshuva in the Chassam Sofer, and this is in Chelek Vav, it's Tshuva Nun Tes. Now, there's certain Tshuvas in Tshuva's Chassam Sofer that are literally Hafachba Vahafachba the Kulaba. One of them is Chelek Vav, it's Tshuva Nun Tes. That's the Tshuva where the Chassam Sofer says that he thinks that V'yisim Nikiyah Me'Hashem U'Mi'Yisrael is the most difficult mitzvah for a person to observe. He says V'yisim Nikiyah Me'Hashem, that's not so complicated, because Hashem is a fear judge, but V'yisim Nikiyah Me'Yisrael, that's not something that's very easy to do. In fact, he's not even sure it's possible, and then the Chassam Sofer has a punchline. He says maybe that's what Chazal meant when they said Kein Tzadik Baretz Asher Yasa Tov LaYachto. What they were referring to was V'yisim Nikiyah Me'Hashem U'Mi'Yisrael. There's other treasures in this tshuva. It's a tshuva that we've referred to many, many times. At the end of the tshuva, the Chassam Sofer says that the Shoyul apparently had asked him that this halach is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that when it comes to the levaya of a woman, so we don't take the mita and put it down. And the reason is mipnei hakavod. And it's not only a woman that dies during childbirth, but this halach is true for all women. What's the reason? Mipnei hakavod. What's the kavod? Dam. Now, what's the dam? Dam neither. That's what we're worried about. So the Shoyul asked the Chassam Sofer an interesting question. He said, what happens if you have a woman who's a misulekas damin? So for example, she's an ishes kena, she's an older woman. This woman hasn't seen dam neither for a long time. So there's no concern that there's going to be any nivel as it relates to dam. So the question was, will this halacha apply or will this halacha not apply? And really, to appreciate the shayla, there are many sugyas in Masechtas Nida where you find that a woman that doesn't see dam nida anymore, so her halacha changes. So the question was that, being that the whole issue with the levaya of a woman is b'pnei hakavod, and what's the kavod? It's the nivel. The nivel is related to dam nida. So maybe this woman that's not being roed dam nida anymore, maybe for her it's not going to be an issue. So the Chassam Sofer told the shayla, I hear the shayla, and it's true, there are areas in halacha that a mesulekas damin is treated differently. He said, but it's pashit, it's not a shayla. He said, why not? Because what's the makar to this halacha? We learn it from Miriam. When Miriam died, the pasuk says, Vatom Hashem Miriam, Vatinkover Sham, and it was Samach Lamisa Kvura. Now, how old was Miriam when Miriam passed away? She was 123 years old. So if she was 123 years old, so we see that Shmuchura, she was a Mufsulakas Domin. And said the Chassam Sofer, I know what you're going to tell me. In those days, things were different. And maybe older women were able to see Dam Nida. But the Chassam Sofer says it's not Mestaber. You know why? Because Miriam's mother's name was Yocheved. Yocheved gave birth to Moshe when she was 130 years old. And Chazal make a very big deal about it. So you see that a woman that was 130 that gave birth to a baby, it was considered a nes. It was considered a miracle. Now, it wasn't on the same level of miracle as when Sarah gave birth, and it's to do with the Ramban. But the point is that you see it was a miracle. You see it was a very big deal. And Afal Pik, so says the Chassam Sofer, if it was a big deal for a woman that's 130 to have a baby, must be the women weren't having dam. Because if they were having dam, then one would obviously lead to the other. It wouldn't be such a chiddush that she had such a baby. So if it was a chiddush for Yecheved at 130 that she had a baby, must be stam noshim at that point when they were at that age, when mesulek is damin. That means Miriam at 123 was not really being roya dam nida. And afal pikein, we learn from her this halacha that every single woman, afilu shar noshim, you see clearly, said the Chassam Sofer, that this halach is true even for a woman that's already misulak is dumb. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Amir Rav Ami said, Lama nisbucham Isas Miriam leparshis para aduma. Why did the Torah juxtapose the Misa of Miriam and the Parsha of para aduma? They're both in Parsha Chukas. Leim lecha to teach me ma para aduma mechaperes. Just like the para aduma is mechaper, af misasin shal tzadikim mechaperes, so too the Misa of tzadikim is mechaper as well. Amir Rav Elaz said, Lama nisbucham Isas Aaron levik tekuna. Why did the Torah juxtapose the Misa of Aharim to the parasha of Big Day Kuhuna? To teach us, Ma Big Day Kuhuna Mechaperim, just like the Big Day Kuhuna Mechaperim, Af Misasin Shal Tzadikim Mechaperis, so too the Misa of Tzadikim is Mechaper. So a few things as relates to this Gemara. Today's daf, like so many of the dafin that we've been learning recently, are dafin where every single line has so much raid. So we'll go through this a little bit differently, where we'll stop and pause a little bit. But again, so Rav Ami said, Loma Nisbecha Misas Miriam Leparshas Par Aduma, to teach us, Ma Par Aduma Mechaperis, Af Misasin Shal Tzadikim Mechaperis. Toisves, the top Toisves on the Amid, is bothered. He doesn't ask it blatantly. He doesn't say v'im toimar. He doesn't say kasha. He doesn't say words of Tema, but Tos clearly bothered with a kasha. And Tos kasha is that the Gemara seems to be saying that the Parah Aduma was mechaper, right? Lama nisbecha misas mirim the parshas Parah Aduma, ma Parah Aduma mechaperes af misas and shal tzadikim mechaperes. Freik Tosfos, the Parah Aduma is mechaper. Everybody knows what was the purpose of the Parah Aduma. The purpose of the Parah Aduma was to be metaher. If somebody was tamei tumas meis, the way he achieved tahira was a kohen would have to come take the Parah Aduma. First they had to shecht it, then they burnt it, they took the ashes, they mixed it together with water, and then they would spritz it on top of the person that was Tomei Meis, B'yayim HaShlishu, B'yayim HaShvi. That's what the Parah Aduma was. The Parah Aduma wasn't a mechaper, the Parah Aduma was a metayer. So Freik Tosfos, ma Parah Aduma mechaperes? The Parah Aduma is not a mechaper, the Parah Aduma is a metayer. So Tosfos says, Pirish, al maisei ha'ego. It's true. The Parah Adumas in future generations, and there were several, they were not mechaper, they were metaher. Oh, but the Ershta Parah Aduma, Tosfos says, that was mechaper. And it was mechaper on the Chet HaEgel. And Tosfos quotes a medrash that Rashi quotes in the beginning of Parshas Chukas in the name of Rav Moshe Adarshan. And that is Moshel Ben HaShivcho Shetinef Palterin Shamelach. The son of the Shivcho had made a mess in the palace of the king. Oimer HaMelach, the king said, Tavoi Imo, let the mother come. And let her clean up the mess that her son left. The eagle is the son. The parah is the mother of the eagle. Klal Yisrael made a big mess with the eagle. They needed a kapara. Who's supposed to mop up? Who's supposed to come and clean up? It's the mother. Who's the mother? It's the parah. So the parah aduma was mechaper for the chet eagle. So it's true. L'doiris, the parah aduma was not a mechaper. But the ersh, the parah aduma that the Yidden brought in the midbar, that parah aduma was mechaper, and it was mechaper on the chet eagle. And either way, says Tosfos, that's what the Gemara means when it says Ma Parah Aduma Mechaperes Af Misasen Shel Tzadikim Mechaperes. It's referring to that Rav Moshe Adarshan, that there's an element of kapara for the Chet HaEgel inside the Parah Aduma. The Marsha says a different pshat. The Marsha says that throughout Shas, whenever the Gemara talks about the Parah Aduma was kachem, but at the same time it was kachem bedek habayis. It wasn't a carbon, it wasn't brought on the Mizbeach. It was kachem bedek habayis. For sure had Kedusha, yeah, mechaper, not mechaper. It for sure had Kedusha. But it was kachem bedek habayis. Stating that, there's different halachas that the Gemara says that the Parah Aduma is treated like a carbon. The lashon of the Gemara is chatos kari rachmana. You have it in Yom Daf Beis, you have it in so many different places. Chatos kari rachmana. Which means that even though really, in essence, it's kachem bedek habayis, but on some level, it's like a carbon. It's treated like kachem Mizbeach. So says the Marsha, so you see there's a dichotomy in the Parah Aduma. On the one hand, it's kachem bedek habayis. On the other hand, it's a carbon. It's kachem mizbeach. So he says, on the tzad that it's kachem bedek habayis, so it's a metayer. But on the tzad that chatas kari rachmano, it's also a mechaper. So it's true. In its core, the Parah Aduma is a metayer. At its core, it's kachem bedek habayis. But just like chatas kari rachmano, and a chatas is ba'al chet, the chatas is a mechaper, so too on some level, the Parah Aduma is also mechaperes. It's also going to be a chaper. So usually when you think of the Parah Aduma, you don't think of a mechaper, you think of a metayer. But then again, the Torah called it a chatas. And this dinim, right, a Parah Aduma that's brought shalai lishma is like a chatas that was brought shalai lishma. There's a whole bunch of different dinim that we treat the Parah Aduma like a chatas. So if we treat the Parah Aduma like a chatas is a mechaper, the Parah Aduma is going to be a mechaper as well. Another ha'ara that comes to mind, something that we've spoken about in the past, and that is, the Gemara says that ma Parah Aduma mechaperes, af misason shel tzadikim mechaperes. Misas tzadikim is mechaper. There's another Gemara that we spoke about recently that talks about Misa Sadiqim. It's a Gemara Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara says that there are four fasts that Klal Yisrael fast over Churban Beis HaMikdash. We fast Asar B'Tavis, Shavasa B'Tamas, Tisha B'Av, and Soim Gedalia. Now Asar B'Tavis, Shivasa B'Tamas, and Tisha B'Av were fasting on the Churban of the actual Beis HaMikdash. Soim Gedalia is not a fast on the Churban Beis HaMikdash, but it was on a tzaddik, Gedalia ben Achikam, who lived around that time. And the Gemara says, does it make sense? Three Tanesim on the Beis HaMikdash, one on the tzaddik, yeah. L'lamedchon, this teaches us, sheshkula misasan shal tzaddikim kisreifas beis alikeinu. That misa tzaddikim is shakul kisreifas beis alikeinu. So we have two Gemaras. We have a Gemara Mo'i Katnach of Chesam and Aleph, that misa tzaddikim are mechaper like a carbon. We have a Gemara Roshani Yud Chesam and Beis, sheshkula misasan shal tzaddikim kisreifas beis alikeinu. So we once mentioned in the name of Yashaver Soloveitchik, that he said that there are two times during the year that we mentioned Asara Ruge Malchus. We mentioned the 10 great tzaddikim who were killed Al Kiddush Hashem. We mention it on Tisha B'Av And we mention it on Yom Kippur. He says, why do we mention it on Tisha B'Av? It's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches Amid Beis. Sheshkula misasin shel tzadikim kisreifas beis alekeinu. And on Tisha B'Av, we mourn sreifas beis alekeinu. So we mourn misasin shel tzadikim that shkula kisreifas beis alekeinu. We mention it on Yom Kippur for a different reason. We mention it on Yom Kippur because the Gemara we just learned in today's daf, Ma'ikon Chav Ches Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says that ma par adumim mechaperes af mitzasin shel tzadikim mechaperes. And Yom Kippur is the day of kapar. It's the day where we're trying to get as much kapara as possible. So what we do is we remember, we invoke the tremendous chus of the Asara Arugei Malchus, and by doing that, we'll be zoicha to kapara. So he says, we mentioned the Asara Arugei Malchus on Tisha B'Av, we mentioned the Asara Arugei Malchus on Yom Kippur. We're mentioning it for two completely unrelated reasons. He said, on Tisha B'Av, it's because Misa Sadikim is Kisreifas Beis Olekeinu. On Yom Kippur, it's because Ma Par Aduma Mechaperes Af Misasin Shal Sadikim Mechaperen. And he made the Yukim in the Nusach that we say on Tisha B'Av versus the Nusach that we say in Yom Kippur, it's because they're both trying to accomplish something completely different. One is focusing on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches Amid Beis. The other one is focusing on the Gemara in Ma'in Katan Chav Ches Amid Aleph. I once heard from the Mashkiach, Rabbi Matisyo Solomon, Zolzayn Gesund und Stark, he said that why is it if Chazal wanted to make the point that the misa of a tzaddik is mechaper, why they picked the par adum? Ma par adum mechaperes, af misasin shal tzaddik mechaperes. We're not even sure why the par adum is a mechaper. It's bekoishi a mechaper. Toisvis, the marsha, chattas kari rachmona, ramay shadarshin, the chate egel. Why would we pick the par adum? Wouldn't it make more sense that we should pick a carbon that everyone understands and acknowledges as a mechaper? Why are we picking the par adum? So the mashkiach said that the reason is because the par adum we know is a chayk. It's zois chukas atayra. It's the one mitzvah that we do even though we don't understand. Shloima Melech, who was the chacham mikol adam, he said, "Amarti echgama abe vehira chayka mimeni." What was the hira chayka mimeni? He was referring to Par Aduma. Par Aduma goes down as the symbol of a chayk. It goes down as the symbol of sometimes we have to do things even though we have absolutely no understanding of why it is we're doing it. So Matisyahu said that Misa Sadikim sometimes is a chayk. And sometimes it's such a chayk that it's amarti echgama abe vehira chayka mimeni. It's not something you can understand. It's not something that has a cheshbon. It's not something that we are physically capable of understanding. Of course, it's a pshat, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the reason, but we don't know the reason. So, ma para aduma mechaperes, just like the para aduma, which is mechaper, and it's mechaper b'derech choyk, it's the zoyz chukas ha-toyro, it's a marti echkem avihiru choykem imeni, af misa sadikem mechaperes, sometimes the misa of an adam kosher, of a tzaddik, is mechaperes, but it has that similarity that sometimes it could be zois chukas ha-tayra. Zok de gemara vayta. Tanu rabbanon. Meis pisam. If somebody dies suddenly, zui misa chatufa. It's a misa chatufa. Choli yoymechad. If a person was sick one day, umeis, and then he dies, zui misa dechufa. So it's not chatufa. Chatufa means the person was snatched. It happened really, really fast. Over here it was the chuf. It happened quickly. He was only sick for a day, but it's not on the same level as chatufa. Reb Chanani ben Gamliel loymer. Reb Chanani ben Gamliel said, "Zuhi misas magefa." If a person is sick for one day and then he dies, that's misas magefa. Shneva. The pasuk says, "Ben Adam hineni lekech mimcha es machmadei nefcha." Hashem comes to Yecheskel. You've seen this already a few times, that he tells Yecheskel that I'm going to do something to you. I'm going to take away your wife. And then he says, but I don't want you to mourn her. Except the pasuk says, and this nevuah played out, right? Yecheskel says, I was talking to the nation in the morning, and then that night, my wife already died. So you see that it happened immediately. Now the pasuk describes the misa of Yecheskel's wife as happening in Magefa. Ben Adam hineni lekech mimcha es machmadei necha b'magefa. So we see from here that if somebody dies one day, it's considered misas magefa. What happens if somebody was sick for 2 days and then he dies? Who is misa dechuya? That's a misa dechuya. Shenemar shloisha 3 days ga'ar. That means Hashem was angry. Arba 4 days nazifa. We saw what nazifa means in the beginning of the parak. That's like the lightest form of cheirim. Chamisha zui misas kaladim. A person sick for 5 days, that's already a natural death. Amar Abchana Maikra. How do you know that a natural death, misas kaladim, is 5 days? Because the pasuk says, hein karvu yamecha lamos. Hein chad, that's one. Karvu is tre. It's a lashon rabim. That's two. Yamecha is also lashon rabim. Tre. Ha chamisha. 1 + 2 + 2 is 5. Hein chad, Gemara says, how do you know hein means one? She came to lashon yavani in Greek. Koirin la'achas hein. The word for the number one is hey. Meisbech hamishim shana. If a person dies at the age of 50, zui mises karis. That's the death of karis. Hamishim v'shtayim shana. If somebody's 52 years old, zui misasai shel Shmuel Aramasi. It's the misa of Shmuel Aramasi. Shmuel Aramasi was 52 years old when he died. Shishin. If somebody dies when he's 60, zui misa b'dei shemayim. It's not karis, but it's misa b'dei shemayim. Amr Masutra. Masutra said mikra. How do we know that 60 is misa b'dei shemayim? The chsiv, because the pasuk says tavoi bekelach. Ele kever. Now, bekelach means the person died, meaning the person came to his kever, bekelach, at a mature age, and bekelach, the word bekelach, is begematria shizanava. It's begematria 60, is another place where the Gemara uses the gematria to learn halacha. Shivim, 70, is seva, meaning if a person dies when he's 70, that means he lived seva, that's an older age. Shmayanim gvurois, that's already the age of gvurois. Tachsiv yimeshnoi seinu vahem shivim shana, so seva would be 70 years. Ve'im begvurois, shmayanim shana, it's 80. Amar rabba, rabba, sami chamichim hachishim shana, zui misas karas. If somebody dies between the age of 50 and 60, that's karas. Meaning the previous Gemara said, if somebody dies at 50, that's karas. So rabba just explained it a little bit better. From 50 to 60, anywhere in that range is Mises Karas. Not just that, even 52. Now, we said earlier that 52 is really Misasa Yishal Shmuel Aramasi. So he said, the reason Chazal disguised it a little bit, and they made it sound like only someone that dies at the age of 50 it's Karas. But 50 to 60, not necessarily, because Shmuel Aramasi died at the age of 52, he died between 50 and 60, so Chazal didn't want to say that if somebody dies between 50 and 60, it's considered Karas. So they just said if a person dies at 50, it's considered Karas. But really, someone that dies between 50 and 60, that's considered Karas. Rabbi Yosef, Kaveh Bar Shitin, when he turned 60, Avalu Yamit Avalu Rabbanu, he made a big yant, if he made a big suda, Omar, he said, Nafkili Mikaris. He made a suda, he said, why? Baruch Hashem. He said he emerged from the age of Karas. I'm like, Abaya. So whenever there's Rabbi Yosef, there's Abaya. Even in this story, Rabbi Yosef made a suda. He was so happy that he's thrown with Karas. Abaya said, Rabbi Yosef, Neidu Nafikle Mar Mikaras Deshni, Abi Mikaras Diyoimi Minafik. It's true that right now you don't anymore have the Karas Deshni, the years, but Karas Diyoimi. There's also Karas of days. So what's Karas Deshni if somebody dies at a premature age? 50, between 50 and 60. What about 52? Right, that's what we're talking. But there's also a concept of Karas D'Yoimi. So Rabbi Yosef told Abayu, what about Karas D'Yoimi? Amaleis. He told him, I hear. Listen, he said, I emerged from Karas D'Shni. That's also worth a celebration. And as a result, at least it was Payo Mechza. So for that in of itself is giving me up. So what exactly is Karas D'Yoimi? So Rashi, third line from the top. Shema Yomus Misa Chatufa. If somebody dies Misa Chatufa, that's Karas D'Yoimi. What's Misa Chatufa? Second wide line, Tanu Rabbanu, Meis Pisoim, Zuhi, Misa Chatufa. If somebody dies suddenly. So if somebody dies suddenly, that's also Karas. It's not Karas of years, but rather it's Karas of days. Sokta Gemara, Rav Huna Noch Nafshei Pisoim. Rav Huna died suddenly. Have a Kodagi Rabbanon. The Rabbanon were very worried. Meaning the Rabbanon interpreted this to mean the Rav Huna got Karas. So the Gemara says, Tanu lu zugu de mahadiyav. There were the people, zug, there were these two Tamid Chaman that came from the city, and they said, Loishan alo shagia ligvuris. The only time this is true, if the person didn't reach the age of 80, avalgia ligvuris. But if a person is already 80 and then he dies pisim, he dies instantly, zuhi misas neshika. That's not considered Karas, but rather that would be considered misas neshika. So before we go weiter, so the Gemara is talking about Karas. Specifically, the Gemara mentioned that Rabbi Yosef made a Yom Tov Rabbanon. He said when he turned 60 years old, he made a big Suda. That's a big discussion. Why Rabbi Yosef? Right? You don't find that any of the other Amayram made such a Suda. Only Rabbi Yosef made a Suda. There's also a little bit of raid about whether making a birthday party, is that a Jewish thing or is that not a Jewish thing? Right? The only person you find in the Torah that made such a party was Paro, right? We all know. So the question is, yeah, not. And there's a lot of raid and the Svarim Maktoshim. We've spoken at different Chassam Sofers over the years. Some quote this Gemara that you see from this Gemara that Rav Yosef ki have a bar shitin avadu yoy metavad rabbanon, and it would seem that when he turned 60, he made a birthday party. Rav Yosef, the God of Adar, and he invited everybody. But I saw Rav David Yoel Weiss in the Megadim Chadashim. He says it's a mistake because Rav Yosef wasn't making a birthday party. Rav Yosef wasn't celebrating the fact that he turned 60. He just reached a certain milestone. The reason he celebrated was because he realized that he wasn't chayv karas. And that was a cause for celebration. Karas, by the way, doesn't just affect a person in this world. There's an inyan of karas hanefesh. So he was making a celebration. He was besimcha over the fact that he now realizes that he's not chayv karas. But it wasn't a birthday party. Yeah, sure, he did it on his birthday because karas is associated with birthday. But Ayin Shaman, the Megadim Chadashim here in Masechtas Ma'akot, he has a whole Arichas on this with regards to birthday parties. Some interesting Mar Makaivis, number one. And number two, whether Rabbi Yosef's party is a makar, that there is such a thing to make a birthday party or not. But just one interesting Mar Makan, and that is, there's a tshuva from the Chavis Yar. And this tshuva is in Shilos Tshuvas Chavis Yar, it's Simen Ayin, ironically. And over there, he talks about different types of sudois that people used to make. And he discusses whether these sudois are a sudas mitzvah or they're not a sudas mitzvah. So he goes through some of the more obvious ones. Talks about a chasana, a bris, a bar mitzvah, a sudas siyum. Then he talks about some that are a little bit less obvious. He talks about a vachnacht. He talks about an ofruf. He refers to it as the leil. I'm going to get this wrong. Spinholz. It's the Shabbos shalifnei achasana. He talks about a sudas tenoyim. He talks about a shalom zachar. A whole bunch of different types of sudas. And yeah, merit, no merit. Yes, yeah, sudas mitzvah, not sudas mitzvah. One of the sudas he talks about is, apparently there was a minig that when people turned 70, they would make a suda. And not only would they make a suda, but they would make a bracha, they would make a shechiyonu v'kiyimonu v'giyonu lasman hazeh when they turned 70 years old. 70 is seva, yemeshino, yisenu v'hem shivim shana, and people would celebrate with a bracha. So this is his lashon. He says, sudas beish ben shivim, the suda that people make when they turn 70, yesh lehistapik. He's not sure whether the suda is a suda's mitzvah. Afilu zeh ben shivim mevarich shechiyonu. And even if he's going to make the shechiyonu, ki kach nirali, because I think that it's the appropriate thing to do, to make a shechiyonu, mikom makim lo yichuyev shiyeh sudas mitzvah, but at the same time, I don't think it's a sudas mitzvah, lekach roi lidrash bem, the best thing is to give a drasha, and then it becomes already a shtickle of sudas mitzvah. But either way, the Chavis Yar mentions this interesting minig. Chavis Yar lived hundreds of years ago. So he mentions this minig that people would make a birthday party when they turned 70. He has a tzad that it's a sudas mitzvah, literally, like a bar mitzvah is a sudas mitzvah. He has a tzad that this is a sudas mitzvah. And he even says that there were people that would make a shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu lasman hazeh. And he says, kikach nirali. He says it's actually nirali that this is something that you should do. Rabbi Loza Fleckless in Shailos HaTshuvas Tshuva Me'ahavan, this is a Chelik Beis, it's a Simen Reish Lamates. So he quotes this Chavis Yar. He brings this minig that the Chavis Yar says that you should make a shechiyonu. And he says that really, at first glance, it's a chiddush, right? Think about it. We have so many sugis in Shas. A lot of mitzvahs, right? How come the first time bar mitzvah puts on tefillin, why doesn't he make a shechiyonu? It's the first time he's doing the mitzvah. Why doesn't he make a shechiyonu? Sometimes we do make, sometimes we don't make. But shechiyonu has a whole shulchan aruch that governs it, right? When you do make it, when you don't make it, all of a sudden, as a hefkevelt, person turns 70, he's making a shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu lasman hazeh. So the tshuva me'ahava says that the pshat is pashit, and it's based on a bach. The bach says that shechiyonu, the reason one makes the bracha, is because he's besimcha about something new. Right? What is the bracha? That a person was zoicha to live to a certain milestone. It's yontif. Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu lasman hazeh. That we feel so fortunate that we were zoicha to be here for this yontif. Or whatever that milestone is, to do a mitzvah. Somebody buys something that's very, very chashiv to him. You make a bracha. The Bach says the yisoid of the bracha of shechiyonu is that any time a person really feels besimcha, he technically would have a right to make a shechiyonu. And the Bach says, therefore, we're more mekel when it comes to bracha shechiyonu than we are by other things, as long as the person feels a real simcha. Because if a person makes a shechiyonu when he feels besimcha, says the Bach, there's merit to it, and it's for sure not going to be treated like a bracha of atala. It's for sure not going to be treated like a bracha shein etzricha. So says the Tshuva Me'ahava, it's poshut that bach is the reason that such a minig happened. But he says, Lamaisa, Aval im kolzeh loy milani libi lahoyros, sheben shivim shani yivarech shechiyonu. I don't think that that's the right thing to do. I ain't chum. Either way, there's definitely merit to such a minig that when a person turns 70 years old, that he should make a suda. So our Gemara is talking about Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef did it when he was 60. Why 60? It was Yatzah Michlal Karis. But what you do find is a Chavis Yar with a Tshuva Me'ahava, where there was certainly a minig Yisrael Torah where people would make a suda when they turned 70, and the Chavis Yar even says kach nirali that there's a makim to even go and make a shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lasman hazeh. Zok t'gemar vayter, another classic. Amar Rava. Rava said, chayi, bani, umezoini. Life children and parnasa. These things are not totally in a person's chosim. Meaning, a person could have all the chosim in the world and may not have a richas yamim, may not have children, he may not have parnasa. So, what is a talion? Ela b'mazla talion milsa. These three things are totally in a person's mazel. And how do we know that? The rabbi of Rav Chizda, Travai, Rabban, and Tzadik Yav. Rabbi and Rav Chizda were both tzadikim. Mar matzli masim itra, umar matzli fa'asim mitra. Rabbi would daven and it would rain. Rav Chizda would daven and it would rain. Right, that was always a barometer. You want to know if you're a tzadik? Could you make it rain, right? If someone was able to daven and make it rain, that was always a sign. You'd put that on your resume. So the Gemara says they both had this. Mar matzli v'asim mitra, umar matzli v'asim mitra. Stating that, so they're both tzaddikim, right? They're both able to pull off the same type of moifsim. May inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan. But their lives could not have been more different. Rav Chizda chayatishin v'tartin shnin. Rav Chizda lived until he was 92 years old. Rabba chayarban. Rabbi passed away when he was 40. Be Rav Chizda shiten hiluli. In Rav Chizda's house, there were 60 simchas. He was always making simchas. Be Rabba shiten tichli. In the house of Rabba, there were 60 tzaras. Nebuch, there was always yogin v'anocha. Be Rav Chizda, in Rav Chizda's house, smida lekalbi v'loy mitbi. They would feed the dogs really, really good food, and the dog wouldn't even take it. He wasn't hungry. He was still full from the previous meal. Rabbi, in the house of Rabbi, Nahamad the Sairi Le'inchi, they would feed Sairim, which was always considered Maichel Behema, to people, and there was never even enough food. People were so hungry. So here you have Rabbi and Rav Chizda, they're the same. Yet when it came to these critical things, Chaye Bani Umezaini, Rav Chizda lived till he was 92, Rabbi lived till he was 40. Bani, Rav Chizda 60 simchas, and Nebuch by Rabbi was 60 tzaras. And Mizoyni, Rav Chizda was a groysa oisher, and Rabbi nishkahat kan lechem lecha. Literally, they would eat smaychol sa'irim, and there wasn't enough food for everybody. So what must be the pshat? The pshat must be, because these things have nothing to do with tzchusim. Because if it's about tzchusim, Rav Chizda had tzchusim, and Rabbi had tzchusim. Now it's like Rava said, that chaye Boni umezoyni lab beschus atalia milsa. These things are not beschus atalia milsa. Ela b'mazal atalia milsa. And just by the way, who said it? Rava said it. Right. This is one of the most important lines in Shas. Amar Rava chayu boni umezoyni lab beschus atalia milsa ela b'mazal atalia milsa. And how did Rava know it? Knew it from Rabbi and Rav Chizda. So a little bit of Jewish history 101. Rabbi was Rava's Rebbe. Right, Rava was a Talmud of Rabba and a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef. But Rava was a Talmud of Rabba, so he saw his Rebbe Rabba, and Rav Chizda was Rava's Shver. So he saw it from his Rebbe and from his Shver. These were two people that he knew intimately, two people that he knew very well. And he knew clearly, Mar Matzli V'asim Mitra, Umar Matzli V'asim Mitra. It's not like there were things that he didn't know about them. No, he had observed them up close and personal. Yet at the same time, their lives could not have been more different. And what Rava realized was that it has nothing to do with Schusim. Loi B'schus Atalya Milsa, Ela B'mazla Atalya Milsa. Amar Rava said, Hani Tlas Mili Bayi Kamish. There were three things that I davened for in Shemayim. Tarti Yavili, two of them were given to me. Chadola Yavili, one of them wasn't given to me. What were the things he davened for? Chuchma Seder Rav Huna. Rava wanted to be a chacham like Rav Huna. So the other day we learned a lot about Rav Huna. Rava wanted to be a chacham like Rav Huna. V'utre Rav Chizda. He wanted to be an oisha like Rav Chizda. V'yavile. And Rava said, those two he got. He said, I became a chacham like Rav Huna, and I became a gvir like Rav Chizda. He married Rav Chizda's daughter, but he said he became a gvir like Rav Chizda. And the sinusa de Rabbi Rav Huna, he said the third thing he davened for was to be an anav like Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, and that lo yavuli. That they didn't give him. So some say that lo ilam, Rava got that also, but he was an anav. And because he was an anav, he thought he didn't get it, and that's why he said he didn't get it. But Avada, Rava's tefillos were answered for all three. But I saw the Chassam Sofer says a different shah. He says, the chachma Rava got. The Ashiris that Rava got. What was the one thing he didn't get? The one thing he didn't get was the Anava. Punkt, the Anava they didn't give him. Why didn't he get the Anava? So the Chassam Sofer says that they would have given him the Anava. They would have given it to him. He said, but the problem is, what was his tefillah? His tefillah was he wanted the Anava of Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. So the Chassam Sofer says that before Rava Davin, the Anava of Rabbi Bar Rav Huna would have been befitting for him. It would have been a good midah for him. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna was an anav. Rava used to look, he had kinah soifrim. He wants the anav of Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. See, even David, he was mesfal to Hashem, please help me. I want to have the siyata d'shmaya. I want to be an anav like Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. But you know what happened? What happened was Rava became a big chacham. He became a chacham like Rav Huna. And then he became a big oisher. He became a gvir like Rav Chisda. Once he had the chacham and Rav Huna, and he had the ashiris of Rav Chisda, at that point, to have the anava of Rabbi Bar Rav Huna wasn't enough anava. And that's why it was lo yavile. They didn't give it to him because it wasn't a proper tefillah. If it would have been a proper tefillah, an appropriate tefillah, he would have had the se'ata d'shmaya. If this was something that would have been befitting in his avodas Hashem, so you're pischuli pesach kechudesh al-machat, and Davishna says, I'm going to take care of you. I'll the time Messiah. But although at the onset, that was an appropriate midah for him, but once he achieved all the chachm and all the ashiras, at that point, it wasn't such a mile of him. And he said, that's why I wasn't giving it to him. At that point, the anova that was required of him would have been a greater level of anova. He never davened for that greater level of anova. And that's why the anova that he davened for wasn't given to him, because at the end of the day, it wasn't really an Indian of Avodas Hashem, and that's why he didn't get it. What comes to mind, of course, is the Kotzker Rebbe's famous var. Right? The Kotzker Rebbe said that, why did Hashem give the Torah on Har Sinai? Because it was the smallest mountain. So Hashem gave it on the smallest mountain to show that a person, in order to learn Torah, he has to have anova. So the Kotzker Rebbe said that if Hashem wanted to show that you need anova in order to learn Torah, so why did Hashem pick the smallest mountain? He should have gone to the deepest valley, and he should have done it over there. Why take the smallest mountain? A mountain at the end of the day, hotachashtikl gaiva. He should have. So some say this is the Shminish of the Shminish, right? A person has to have a little bit of gaiva. But the Kotzker Rebbe said that for a valley to be anonymous, nishkan kunz. He said for a bark to zayna Ananov, das ist ein Akunz. He said, a valley, yeah, it's Beteva, this is the way it is, it's deep, Savada. A mountain, who Beteva is a Balgaiva. You're a mountain, and the house of clay, oh, das ist Anova. And that's true Anova. Once Rava already had Chachma and Rava had Ashiras, so now the Anova that was expected of him was a different level of Anova. Either way, that's the Chsam Soif Isvar. Talk to Gemara, Rav Soirim. Rav Soirim, that was his name. Achu de Rava Hava. He was Rava's brother. So that's the rest of the story. Rava had a brother whose name was Rav Sa'ir. The Gemara says, Yosef came to Rava. He was sitting in front of Rava, Chazia Davakam Anamni, and he saw that Rava was falling asleep. But Rashi says, doesn't mean he was simply falling asleep, he was drimling, but geisus. He was a geisus. Rava's neshama was about to part from the world. So the Gemara says, Amale. So Rava turned to Rav Sa'ir and he told him, Leimale mar deloi litzarin. He tells Rav Sa'ir, Rav Sa'irim, do me a favor, tell them al chamavis, delay the tzaren, that he shouldn't cause me too much pain. Amale. So Rav Sa'irim told Rava, Mar lav shushbinehu? Aren't you good friends with the al chamavis? You have a relationship with him. Tell him whatever you want to tell him. Why do you need me? Amale. So he told him, Kivi de imsa mazla. He said, once I lose my mazel, I ashkichbi. At that point, he's not going to listen to me anymore. I need stronger mazel. And he said, because he was a geisus already, he said his mazel was weak. And because his mazel was weak, at that point, he didn't feel he could have any influence over the malach hamavis. Amale. So then, Rav Sa'irim told Rav, that after you die, I want you to come to me in a dream. I want you to tell me a little bit about, right, what's happening on the other side? So the Gemara says, Eschazili came to him, Amale. So Rav Sa'irim asked his brother Rav, he says, Havalei lamar tzaira? Did you have any pain? Meaning when the Malach HaMavis took your neshama, did it hurt? Amale, so he told him, Ki rivda de kusilta. It felt like someone that's punctured by a needle. So if somebody gets poked by a needle, there's a little ping. That's the pain. Rav was once sitting where Rav Nachman, and he saw that Rav Nachman was a geisus. He was about to leave the world. Amaleis Rav Nachman tells Rav, do me a favor, tell the Malach HaMavis, right? We know from the previous Gemara, Rav is shushbine the Malach HaMavis, so he has an open line with him. He says, do me a favor, tell the Malach HaMavis not to start up with me. Amalei. So Rav told Rav Nachman, Mar lav adam chashiv, you're an adam chashiv. Why do you need me to talk to the Malach HaMavis? Amalei. He told him, oi, man chashiv, man safin, man rakia, who's chashiv? Nobody's chashiv. Either way, Amalei, so Rav told Rav Nachman, the Schazi Limar, said, Rebbe, after you die, can you please come back to me and tell me what's tutzach? Schazi Lady Mar says, he appeared to him. Amalei says, Nu, Havalei Limar Tzaira? He says, tell me, Rav Nachman, did you have any tzar? Amalei, so he told him, Kimishcho binosa mechalpa. He said, I felt the pain that a person feels if you take a hair out of a cup of milk. That's how little pain I felt. The Amalei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then Rav Nachman said, if an Ebishtu would tell me, Zilbahu Alma, come back to this world, Kad Havis, Loi Be'ino, the Nafesh Piyasa, I wouldn't do it. He said, I don't want to go through this again. So as much as it's true, it wasn't so painful, but it was a little scary, and it's not something I would ever do again. So if the Eibishter would give me an opportunity to come back down into this world, I would refuse it, I would pass. Rav Elazar havaka ochel truma. Rav Elazar was once eating truma, ischazile, and the Malach HaMavis appeared to him. So the Gemara, amale, so he told him, truma ka chilna, I'm eating truma, falav kodesh ikri, and it's kodesh. So Rav Elazar came with a good taina, right? He comes to the Malach HaMavis, he tells him, you can't take my neshama now. I'm holding the middle, I'm eating truma, right? He said, forget about me. The truma, the chefza, right? Forget about the gavro. I'm eating truma. You're going to take me. This is going to be tumas meis. What's going to be with the truma? The Malik Mar says the Malchamav is foul for it. He said, I hear. Chavalei shaita. He says, hey, you make a good point, Rabbi Lazar. Next time, Rav Sheshes says chazal b'shuka. Rav Sheshes was once walking in the shuk. Amalei, and the Malchamav came to Rav Sheshes. So the Gemara says, Rav Sheshes tells the Malchamav is b'shuka kebehema. What, like a behema? He says, I understand you want to take me. In the shuk, they used to shech the behemas. In the shuk, this is what you're doing. So the Gemara said, Isa l'gabi beisa. He says, take me home. So they went home. They walked home together. And the Gemara says, that's how the Malach HaMavis killed Rav Sheshes. Rav Ashi is chazed l'beshuka. The Gemara says, Rav Ashi once met the Malach HaMavis in the shuk. So the Malach HaMavis comes to Rav Ashi and he wants to take Rav Ashi's neshama. Amaleis, he told him, Israchli talsun yoim v'hadju l'tamudai. He says, I hear, I understand. You know, you have a job to do. But at the same time, can I kindly request that you give me 30 days? So what are you 30 days for? He said, I want to chazem my learning. Damrito, because I've heard. Ashrei Misha Bolikan V'Talmudai B'Yadai. So I want to chazem my learning because Ashrei Misha Bolikan V'Talmudai B'Yadai. So the Gemara says B'Yom Talsin on the 30th day. Oh, so he came back to him. Amaleh. He said, Mike, the 30th day? Like, seriously? What, you were mamish counting down the seconds? You couldn't give me a little bit more time? Right? Boss at the Bahala. Mamish B'Yom Shloshin? So he told him, I'm sorry. Kodach Garagli the Barnosin. You right now are the leader, but Barnosin, Huna Barnosin, is supposed to become the next leader. And as soon as a new leader is supposed to come in, that means the next leader, right? Because they can't overlap even a Meloy Nimo. So therefore he said, I'm sorry, but I have to take away your neshama. Rav Chizda, the Gemara says, Lehava Yachale. The Malchamavis tried getting Rav Chizda, but he was never successful. They have a Shasik Pume Migirsa, because Rav Chizda never stopped learning. Salik Yasa Ba'arza de Beirav. One day the Malchamavis went on top of a tree. Paka Arza, he knocked down the cedar tree. The Shasik, Rav Chizda was quiet for a second. And the minute he was quiet, v'yachale, he was able to get him. Rav Chiya li havi matzal demikvila. The Malchamavis tried killing Rav Chiya, he couldn't get Rav Chiya. One day the Malchamavis dressed up like a poor person. Also Tarif HaBavi, he came knocking on the door. Amalei, so Rav Chizda comes to the door and he says, Afikli Rifta, will you give me a little bit of bread? Right, he comes dressed up like a poor man. Afikule, so he gave him. Amalei, so then he told him, V'lavkam rachim mara anya. He says, I see you have rachmanis on poor people. So Rav Chizda said, of course I do. So he said, Nu ahu gavra mailokam rachim mar. Why don't you have rachmanis on me? And Rav Chizda said, who are you? So Mar says, Galilei. All of a sudden, he exposed himself. Achvile shoytu denura. And all of a sudden, he sees this fire. Amtzile nafshe. And the Malchamavis was able to take away the neshama of Rav Chizda. So these gemaras, again, every gemara here is classic. But it is worth mentioning one ha'ara. We have a related raid bite on this. But just one ha'ara. And that is, the gemara says in Masechtas Makis, Daf Yoreh Mer Aleph, that Torah is like an ir miklat. So just like if somebody kills somebody, b'shoigig, there's a concept that the person could run to the Eir Miklat, he could be protected. So Torah protects a person as well. And the Gemara says, what does it mean? It means from the Malach HaMavis. So if the Malach HaMavis is trying to get somebody, if that person is learning Torah, the Torah can protect the person from the Malach HaMavis. And the Gemara says, I'll prove it to you with a story. You know what the story was? There was a maisa with Rav Chizda. The Malach HaMavis wasn't able to get him. Because he didn't stop learning. So Salik Yosef Arzad Beirav Paka Arzad Shasik Biyachale Argemara. Fake Rav Kiva Egrin Gilyan Hashas. That the Gemara is trying to prove that if someone's in the middle of learning, you can't get him. The Malach HaMavis can't because the Torah protects him. And what's the raya to this? The raya is Rav Chizda. Why are we going to Rav Chizda? Say better. There was a story that's a lot more famous than Rav Chizda that happened centuries before Rav Chizda that L'chura shouldn't have been the Makar. And that is David HaMelech. We know David HaMelech knew that he was going to die on Shabbos. So every single Shabbos, he used to learn the entire Shabbos. And the Malach HaMavis was never able to get him. And then one time he was able to get him. So Freik Rav Kiva Eger, why did the Gemara bring a Raya from Rav Chizda? We should have brought a Raya better from David HaMelech. So we once said over a Teretz that I heard from Reb Shmuel Yankif in the name of Rav Lei Bakst. Ayin Shom in a related raid by Tzok, the Gemara Vayter, a Mishnah, Noshim B'moyed. So again, we're returning really to the two sugyas of Masechtas Maikot, and that is Avelus and Cholamoid. So Noshim B'moyed, women on Cholamoid, in the event that there's Levayim Anois. So they're allowed to wail, right? They're allowed to make noise as part of the hesped, avolei metapchis, but they're not allowed to clap their hands. Rabbi Shmuel says, asmuchas lamita, the ones that are close to the bed, metapchis, they can even clap their hands. Rosh Chodesh mechanek b'purim, Rosh Chodesh mechanek b'purim, more kuladig, it's more lenient, ma'anois u'metapchis. They could both be ma'anois and metapchis, b'zeh, loy mekainenois. However, they could never be mekainen. Gemara will explain, the Mishnah will explain what that is. Nikvar ha-meis, once the mace is buried, loy ma'anois, then there's no ma'anois, for loy ma'tapchos, there's also no ma'tapchos. Ezo inoy. So what exactly is inoy? What are these different things? Shekulan oynis ka'achas. So inoy is when everybody, they all do it together. Kina, what is kina? Sha'achas midaberes, one person leads, the kulan oynos, and everybody follows. Shenemar, kulan oynos achareo. Shenemar, the pasuk says that v'lamedna b'noisechem nehi, v'isha ru'usa kina. So v'isha ru'usa, when it's one leading to the other, kina, that's when it's called mikoinenos. That's when it's called kina. Aval asa lovi, says the Mishnah. Hu oymer, it says, meaning now, person dies, so there's different forms of hesped, and that's really been the topic of this last parak in Masechtas Ma'akatan. But Lasa Lava, it's not going to be this way. But rather, Lasa Lava, it's going to be Bila Mavis La Netzach, Umacha Hashem Aleikim Dima, Mi'al Kolponim V'goymer, and the V'goymer is V'cherpas Amma Yasir Mi'al Kol Oretz, Ki Hashem Diber, Yeshaya Perak Chafei, Pasik Ches. Zok Digimara. So the women, by a funeral, said they were Ma'oinos. What exactly does it mean? So the Gemara says, meaning, what would they say? Man Amrin, Amarav, they would say, Vaila Ozla, Vaila Chavila. They would say, Vaila Ozla. When a person dies, this person is going on a journey. Where's the journey? Like Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai said, Ve'eni Yodea Le'iza, Be'iza Derech Malichin Oisi. Person doesn't know. But when a person dies, he goes on a journey. So Vaila Ozla, woe is to the journey, and Vaila Chavila. And woe is to the Chavila, the pekel that the person is going to have to return. And that is an neshama. A person, when he's on this world, he's given a pekadin, he's given an neshama. And then after he dies, he has to return the neshama back to his creator. So when a person leaves this world, there's two things he's going to do. Number one, vayla azla. He's going on a long way. And number two, vayla chavila. He's going to have to take his chavila, he's going to have to return it. And they would woe, and they would cry. Not so much because of the fact that this person is not alive anymore, but anticipation of what's waiting for a person after he dies. The women in Shchansev, they used to say like this, Vaila Azal, like we just said, and Vaila Chavil. The women of Shchansev used to say, Good Garma Mikacha. Rashi says that when a person dies, it's like naflu halicha yayim. It's like his jaws fell. The nimti mayala antichi. And it's like water is going back into the kettle. So some say what this means is that usually water comes from the kettle. But over here, now that the Shem is going back to its original source, it's as if the water is going back into the kettle, some sort of mashal. The women of Shchansev used to say, Atuf v'kasu turi. They would say mountains, Atuf v'kasu. You should do atifa sarayish, you should cover yourself, you should mourn. Why? The bar rami ubar ravravihu. Because the person that just died was a very chashiv person. So when someone chashiv died, that's what the women in Shchansev used to say. Vamar Rava said, not the Shchansev, the women in Shchansev used to say, Shioil itzdala de meilasa, labar chayram de shlimu zvade. So they would say this if a poor person died. They would say that the coffin is, for this person, like some very, very expensive garb. Because this person doesn't have any money. So that was their roundabout way of making an appeal very quickly for the Amon and the Yisaimim after a person had died. Amar Rava said, Nashi, the Shchansev Amrin, the women of Shchansev used to say, Rahit v'nafil ha-mabara v'yizufta yosef. A person runs and he falls and then he borrows. Again, this was some sort of mashal, which meant that this family needs money. Amar Rava said, Nashi, the Shchansev Amrin, the women of Shchansev used to say, Achana tagari azavzegei midbaku. They used to say, my brothers, they would turn to all the business people and they would say, make sure you're doing business properly. Meaning, you should know that one day, azavzegei, Rashi says, is a nest. One day, you're kine, right? One day, your nests are going to be searched. One day, you're going to be audited. And you're going to have to give the cheshbon for the way that you did business. Amar Rava said, Nashi, the Shchansev Amrin, the women of Shchansev used to say, Moisa ki moisa umarichi. They would say, Moisa is Moisa, meaning death is death is death. It's all the same. At the end of the day, a person dies. However, when a person has Yisurim, that's like interest that he's paying. Meaning, at the end of the day, everybody has to return the principal. That's the neshama. A person's Yisurim, that's the interest. Tanya, we learned to the right. Hayra Meir, Meir used to say, Toiv Leleches Abeis Avel, Mileches Leveis Mishta, Basher Husayv Kala Adam, V'achai yitain elibay. Zok to Gemara. What does this mean? Toiv lo lechas al beisavel. V'achai yitain elibay. It's referring to dvarim shel misa. It's referring to matters of death. The yispid yispidudim. Meaning a person that sees that somebody dies, what he should do is he should be maspid the person. You know why? Because if he's going to be maspid, the yispad, yispidune. They're going to be maspid him. The yikvar, if he's going to bury, yikbarune. People will bury him. The yitan, if he's going to carry the mace, yitanune. They're going to carry him. The yidal, if someone is going to rise for the dead, then Yidlunei, they're going to raise him. Meaning, a person should realize that if he does, people are going to do back. Some say, some use the darshan, or this is just a different saying, that not the Yidl Yidlunei, but rather the Lo Yidl Yidlunei. That someone who's Lo Yidl, he doesn't raise himself. Meaning, he keeps himself humble. Yidlunei, this person is going to be uplifted. One day he's going to be chashuv. The pasuk says, "Ki toif amar lecha alei hein avagam." Tanu Rabban, Shmei Subanam Shrabi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel's sons died. So Rabbi Shmuel lost two children, and it was tachfu aveilav, meaning one died and then the other one died. So the Gemara says, "Nichnasu arbar zakenim lenachmai." Four zakenim went in to be menachem Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Yisai Aglili, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva. Amalim Rabbi Tarfin. So Rabbi Tarfin turns to them and tells them, "Du usha chacham gadolu." You should know Rabbi Shmuel is a big chacham, ubaki ba'agadais, and he's particularly fluent in divrei agada. And therefore, you're going to come in, you're going to want to be menachemim, and you're going to want to be menachemim with divrei agada. So he said, "Al yikonis echad mikem l'toich divrei chaver." Meaning, don't repeat. Make sure you're sharp. Bring your A game, because he's very, he knows divrei agada very, very strong. And as a result, al yikonis echad miyam l'toich divrei chaver. Amar Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said, "I hear vani achren." Says, "I want to talk last." Sok to Gemara Pasach Rabbi Shmuel v'Amar. Rabbi Shmuel, again, they're coming to be Menachem of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel just lost a second child. So Rabbi Shmuel opened up the conversation, right? That's Kiminug Aveilim. So he was the first one to talk, and he said, "Rabu Avoinoisav." He says, "Oi, I did so many Averis. Tachfu Avolov." And he says, that's why he finds himself in a second state of Avelos. Hitriach Rabboisav Pam Rishayna Vashniya. And he said, "I feel so bad that I'm being Matriach, all this Kainim to come be Menachem of Pam Rishayna Pam Shniya, that I'm making you do this again." So the Gemara says, Nenu Rab Tarfin Vomis. Rab Tarfin was the first one to be Menachem Avol. He said, "V'acheichem kobeis Yisrael yifku as asreifa." Now, who's this referring to? It's referring to the Mis of Nadav and Avihu, that all of Klal Yisrael mourn Nadav and Avihu. So said Rab Tarfin, "V'alei dvarim kalvu chaymer. Man Nadav Avihu shlo yasu ala mitzvah achas. Madach Nadav and Avihu, that only did one mitzvah." Now, of course, they did more than one mitzvah, but they did one mitzvah on the day that they died. On the day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they had done one mitzvah. The chesiv ayakrivu bnei Aharon as Sadam. Eilav. They did the Hilacha Saddam, one of the Karbanos. Ka'ach, Vacheichem, Kol Beis Yisrael, Yifkos Asreifa, Bonov Shel Rabbi Shmuel, the sons of Rabbi Shmuel, who did so many mitzvahs, Alachas Kama Vekama. That was the Divrei Nechama that Rabbi Tarfin said. Then Rabbi Yosef Aglili Vamos. Rabbi Yosef Aglili went second. He said, Vesoftu Lai Kol Yisrael, Vekavru Oysam, that all of Klal Yisrael were maspid him. So who was him? It's referring to Avia, who was the son of Yeravam ben Avad. So he said, "V'loy dvarim kal v'chaymer." Ma Avia ben Yeravam shlo yasa elo davar echatoiv. Achia ben Yeravam did one thing to merit such a hesped. Dechsiv be yan nimtza boy davar toiv loshin yachid. He did one good thing. So banav shel Rabbi Yishmael achas kama v'kama, and he was zeichet to such a reward that v'softu like kol Yisrael v'kavru Yisrael. So the banav shel Yishmael certainly my davar toiv. What was the one thing that Avia, the son of Yeravam ben Avad, did? He was one of the people that were stationed working for his father, Rabbi Navat, when he was Maimed Agolim, not allowing the Yidden to be Oilu Regel. So he left his post and he was Oilu Regel. So that was the Dover Toiv that he did. The Chadamah once said a similar pshat, Shebitel Pardesoy, Shahishav Yeravam Ovid, Aladrachim Shialal Yisrael Regel. He actually knocked down one of those tolls, one of those posts, he completely obliterated it. Either way, he did a Dover Toiv, and you see what he got. So Rabbi Yisak Lili told Rabbi Yishmael, "Your sons, Alachas Kama Vakama, we all have an obligation to mourn him." Nene Rabbi Lozman Azayevam. Rabbi Lozman Azayev went third. He said, the pasuk says, "B'shalim Tomus, u'bim misrafo yisav yisecha malachim arishoyim ha'shoyu lefanecha, kin yisrafu lach." It's referring to Tzidkiyo. He was the last Jewish king of Malchus Beis David. He was the king at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon. And Tzidkiyo merited a funeral that was befitting the great kings. So he said, "V'aloi dvarim kal v'chaymer. U'mad Tzidkiyo melech Yehuda shaloi asa ela mitzvah achas. Madach Tzidkiyo that only did one mitzvah. Shehele yirmiyo menatit." He emerged Yirmiyahu from the pit. Yirmiyahu was thrown into a pit, and he brought him out of the pit. Kach banav shel Rabbi Yishmael alachas kama v'kama, and then finally Nana Rabbi Akiva v'Amar. Rabbi Akiva came last, and he said, "Vayemahu yigdal ha-misbeid b'Yerushalayim kimisbad ha-hadrimoy b'vikas megidon." Now this is a Gemara that we talked about very, very recently, in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, we have a related rabbi on this. So, Rabbi Yosef said, "We're not for the targum in this pasuk. We never know what the pasuk means." All right, and just to read it again slowly, the pasuk describes Bayemahu in the end of days. There's going to be a hesped, and it's going to be like the hesped of Hadad Rimoin, which took place in Bigas Megidon. Right? Or at least that's what it sounds like it says. What really happened? So Rabbi Yosef was metargim. So Be'idnahu yiskei mispada b'Yerushalayim. This is going to be a hesped in Yerushalayim. It's going to be kemispada da'achav bar Omri. It's going to be like the hesped of Achav. The katol yasei hadadrimon bar Tavrimon. Who was killed by hadadrimon. U'kemispada Yoshio. And it's going to be like the hesped of Yoshio bar Omri. The katol yasei pari chagira ben vikas megiddo. So really, the pasuk is describing the hesped of Achav. It says Hadad Rimon, that's because Achav was killed by Hadad Rimon. And it says Vikas Megidon, because it's also going to be like the hesped of Yoshio, who was killed by Paroi in Vikas Megidon. But regardless, Achav is going to have an epic hesped. So Rabbi Akiva said, V'aloi dvarim kal v'chayim, Uma Achav melech Yisrael, Shloi osa elu dover echa toiv, Madoch Achav melech Yisrael. He did one good thing. Dichsev ha-melech hoyo, Mo'omod be'merkova noichach ha-ra. Kach, Bonav Shal Rabbi Yishmal, Alachas Kama Vekama, certainly Bonav Shal Rabbi Yishmal, that's certainly going to be Zaycha to something great. Amalei Rava the Rabbi Mamari, Rava told Rabbi Mamari, Ksive B'Tzidkiyo, it says regarding Tzidkiyo, B'Shalom Tomos, it says you're going to die peacefully. V'Ksiven, it says, Ves Enei Tzidkiyo Iver, then Vuchanetzai took out the eyes of Tzidkiyo, he made him blind at the end of his life. Doesn't sound like he died peacefully. Amalei. So Rava said, Hachim Rabbi Yoichan, I'll tell you what Rabbi Yoichan said, Shemesim Vuchanetzai B'Yamav, Tzidkiyo didn't die peacefully. What does it mean, B'sholim Thomas? It means Nebuchadnezzar died during his life. It says regarding Yoshio, it sounds like Yoshio is going to die of a peaceful death. It says, everyone knows the way Yoshio died. It says, the Yorim, they were Yorim, all the snipers, right? They're the ones that killed him with all the arrows and everything. Right, we talk about this in the Kinnis on Tisha B'Av. They pierced him. He looked like a sieve. So did he die a peaceful death or was it a misa meshuna? Amalei. So Rabbi Bar Mori told Rabbi Hachim Rabbi Yochanan, I'll tell you what I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, Shleichara Beis HaMikdash B'yama, what he meant to say is that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't destroyed during his lifetime. You know, what came to mind just reading the Gemara now with Rabbi Yishmal, right? Meisuban of Shul Rabbi Yishmal. And Rabbi Yishmal is in such a sad place. In fact, when the Skenim came to be Mavaku Chayla, to be Menachem Avol. So what did he say? Rabu avoy noisav, tachfu avolav, hitriach raboisav pan rishoy noshniyah. And they all tried being mechazakim. Rab Tarfin, Rab Yossi Aglili, Rab Elazar ben Azaria, and Rab Akiva. And the signun of each one of their divrei nechama was the same. They said, Madach Nadav and Avi only did one mitzvah. It says, Vachechem, Kol Beis Yisrael, Yifkos Hasreifa, your sons, Alachas Kama Vekama. Rabbi Yisrael really said the same thing. Madach Avi, the son of Yeravam, Vesoftu, like Kol Yisrael, Vekavru, Yisrael, your sons, Alachas Kama Vekama, Madach Tzidkiyo, Madach Achav, Hatzada Shava Shebehem, is they all use the Kal Vachomer. We've mentioned many times that the Magid Mimezrish, the Bnei Sascha brings us a few times, says that the Yud Gimel Midah Sha'atar Nidreshes Behem, they correspond, the Mechuvan, to the Yud Gimel Midah Shal Rachamim. And he says that it's big Shiloh, what the first of the Yud Gimel Midah Shal Rachamim is. Is it the first Hashem, the second Hashem? But the Mekubalim say it's Kale. And Kale then is Mechuvan to the first of the Yud Gimel Midah Sha'atar Nidreshes Behem. And the first of the Yud Gimel Midah Sha'atar Nidreshes Behem is the Midah of Kal V'Chomer. So Kal V'Chomer is Mechuvin to Kale. So the Magid said that Kale is the Midah of Refuah. So if Kale is the Midah of Refuah, so Kal V'Chomer is a school for Refuah. But you see this idea that if a person is down and a person is not well and a person needs a Yeshua, he needs a Refuah. Refuah Sagof or Refuah Sanefesh or Refuah Samoyach. That the idea is that where does the Refuah come from? There's an Indian of a Kal V'Chomer, and a Kal V'Chomer in Kabbalah is a tremendous schooler for Inyanei Refuah. So they saw Rabbi Shmuel, he was so down, and he needed Nechama, he needed a Refuah Samayach, a Refuah Sanefesh. So they wanted to be Mechazakim, so they all said Kal V'Chomer, Kal V'Chomer, Kal V'Chomer, Kal V'Chomer. Either way, just a Hergish, but just to end with one Ha'ara that maybe is even Emes, and that is, we learned the Gemara a few days ago, we keep on coming back to Daf Chafei. The Gemara said, Kinach Nafshe de Ravina. When Ravina was Nifter, Pasach Alea Hu Saftana. So there was a Saftan. He was a professional eulogizer. He got up and he offered the following eulogy on Ravina. He said, Tmorim Hani Uroish, palm trees, start waving your heads. Al Tzadik Katomar. Because a Tzadik, who's like a Tomar, just died. Nosim Leilois Kayomim. Let's mourn at night, just like we would during the day, al mesim leilois kiyamim, over Ravina, who was mesim leilois kiyam, spoke out the epic hesped that Rameir Simcha gave on the Malbim, what it means that Mesim Leilois Kayama. But that was the hesped that the Safton gave on Ravina. Then the Gemara says that Rav Ashi once went over to Bar Kippuk. He was also a famous eulogizer. And he told him, tell me, he says, Lachamev Esrim, Ahu Yoima, my Amrit, what are you going to say? Amalese told him, Amina, I'm going to say, Im Ba'arozim Naflo Shalheves. He said, if the cedar tree was taken down from the spark, Mayasu Ezoive Kir. Where do you expect the Ezoive Kir? What should all the blades of grass do? Meaning, if the Erez went down, you can imagine what's going to happen to the grass. He said, Lefiosim Bechakahu Allah. The Lefiosim was caught with a hook, Mayasu the Geirikak. So all the little fish in the ocean, they're in big trouble. Benachal Shut of Naflachaka. He said, if the large, aggressive, the Mayan Amiskaber dried, Mayasu Megavim. Either way, that was the hesped that he was given. So it struck me that the Safton, when he was maspid Ravina, he referred to Ravina as a tzadik katomar. Tmorim honiu roish al tzadik katomar. When the Safton was maspid Ravashi, he referred to him as an erez, as a cedar tree. Im ba'arozim naflo shalheves mayasu ezoi vekir. Why did the Safton compare Ravina to a palm tree, to a tamar? And why did the Safton compare Ravashi to an erez? Why did he compare him to a cedar tree? So I was thinking, the Gemara says, Mesechtes Makis, Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Mi oyhev behamoin loytfua." Whoever loves hamoin loytfua, he's the one that's going to have tfua. He's going to be successful. So, someone that loves hamoin, he's the person that's going to end up having a lot of success. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Rav Ashi said, Kol ha'oyev lumoid behamoin. Any person that likes to learn Torah with other people, he likes learning b'chabura, loy tfuah. This person is going to be very successful in his learning. Find Amr Rav Yitzchak b'Chanina. Rav Yitzchak b'Chanina said, Cherev al tzavari seinem shel tamidi chachomim sheyoshvim ba'oizkim b'Torah bad b'vad. That's not good for a person to learn Torah by himself, but rather you should learn Torah b'chabura. So Rav Ashi said, what does it mean? Mi oyev behamoin. Someone that likes learning Torah with other people, loit fuwa, this person is going to be very successful. Ravina Amar, Ravina said, no, kol oyev lalamid behamoin. Not someone that likes learning behamoin, but somebody that likes teaching behamoin. Someone that teaches other people, loit fuwa. He's the one that's going to be successful in his learning. Hainu damar Rebbe. That's what Rebbe meant when he said, harbe Torah lamandati merabosai. I learned a lot of Torah from my rabbeim. Umechaveri yoysa mehem. I learned more Torah from mechaveri. Umechamida yoysa mekulam. But I learned the most Torah from my talmidim. So mi oyev behamoin. Whoever loves Hamoin, loit fuah. That's the secret to success in learning. What does it mean? Machloik is Ravashi and Ravina. Ravashi said, someone that likes to learn Bahamoin. Ravina said, someone that likes to teach Bahamoin. The truth is, right before that Gemara, the Gemara brings a simen. Simen Ashi Lumoid, Ravina Lulamid. Ashi Lumoid, because Ravashi said, Mi Oye Bahamoin means someone that loves to learn Bahamoin. Ravina lalamed, because Ravina said, not me oyev lilmoid behemoin, but rather misha oyev lalamed behemoin. Parenthetically, if you take a look in Rashi, on this Gemara right here, Makas Daf Yud Amud Aleph, so the Gemara says, Ravashi Yomar, Zok Rashi, Bidravashi Garsino in lilmoid, Bidravina Garsino lalamed. That the right Girsa says Rashi in the Gemara is that by Ravashi you should be Gairus the word lilmoid, and by Ravina you should be Gairus the word lalamed. Rab Kiveger says, and Gilyan Ashas, he says, what was bothering Rashi? It looks like something's bothering Rashi. Rashi's like playing around with the Gersoyas a little bit. So Rab Kiveger says a Dover Nifla. Rab Kiveger says, in Kula Talmudah, throughout Shas, whenever Ravina and Ravashi are mentioned, Ravina is always mentioned first. It's first Ravina, and then afterwards it's Ravashi, even in this Gemara with the Hespedim. First the Hesped on Ravina, and then the Hesped on Ravashi. Right, it's always Ravina first, and then Ravashi. And the reason is because Ravina was older than Ravashi. And even though Ravashi was really Ravina's Talmud, Ravashi was Ravina's Rebbe, Talmud Chaver, but at the same time, Ravina was older. And because he was older, Ravina's always mentioned first. In this Gemara, it's first Ravashi, and then afterwards Ravina. So Rashi was bothered that throughout Shas, it's always Ravina and Ravashi. So why in this Gemara is it Ravashi and Ravina? You know what the Teretz must be? It's because Ravashi says, Kol ha'oyev lilmoid behemoin. And Ravina says, Kol ha'oyev lilamid behemoin. And first the person learns, and then afterwards he teaches. You can't be melamid if you don't learn first. It's lilmoid lilamid, then lishmar velasas. So it must be that the reason Ravashi's first is because Ravashi's lilmoid. And then it's Ravina because it's lilamid. So Kiveger says, that's how Rashi knew this was the right girsa. Rashi's bavarning akasha. Why is it Ravashi and Ravina? Bikula Talmud, it's always Ravina and Ravashi. Now all of a sudden it's Ravashi and Ravina. Oh, the teretz is because Ravina must be the lilmoid. And Ravashi is the lilamid. Rashi must be the Lilmaid. Ravina is the Lilamid. And because Lilmaid comes before Lilamid, so therefore over here we'll go outside of the way we usually do it, and we'll mention first Ravashi, then Ravina. I saw in the Sefer, Megillah Samanim, that's from the Aderis. We always quote from the Sefer on all the Simanim. So if there's ever a Simon in the Gemara, you look in the Aderis, and very often you're going to find the Marginisa Tava. So in this Simon, so he brings... He must have not seen the Rabbi Kiva Eger, but he brings from the Shagas Aryeh. He said he saw from the Shagas Aryeh that Shagas Aryeh said Pshat in this Rashi, that why would Rashi say that the Simon is Rav Ashi is the one that's Lumi Ravina's Alami? He said this Pshat. He said because Bekulu Tambu, that's first Ravina and then Rav Ashi. Here it's Rav Ashi and then Ravina. Must be because Rav Ashi is the one that said Lumi, Ravina's Lamed, and because Lumi comes before the Lamed, even though usually it would be Ravina before Rav Ashi, over here it's going to be Rav Ashi before Ravina. But the bottom line is that if you ask Rav Ashi, what's the key to success? Mayasa Adam v'yechgam. What should a person do to be successful? Mi oye behemoyim loy tfua. What does it mean? Ashi lumoid. He says, shtaig away, learn as much. Find the best chavur in the world, find the best chavruses, and go shtaig. That's what you should do. If you'd ask Ravina, what would Ravina say? Ravina's lalamid. It's Misha Oyev lalamid behemoy. Ravina's the one that sent me Talmida Yoisim Mikulon. So I was thinking, and this is maybe MS. We've spoken out so many times, Torah from the Heilige Chassam Sofer. That really comes from the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe, the Heilige Flah, where the Chassam Sofer said that if a person wants the shtaik, that really, machoy vaseh ba'ilami, a person's job in this world is not necessarily to try to achieve the highest level of himself that he could possibly achieve. But rather, his job is to look around him and to try to help other people and to try to be mashpia on other people. A person is supposed to give up from other people. The Chassam Sofer always quoted his Rebbe the Afla, who said, what does it mean? The Rebbe is supposed to be a malach? So he said, a person is a hoylech. You go up, you go down, we're hoylechim. But a malach is an oymeid. A malach is not a hoylech. A malach is born, he's pre-created, he has a chip that sends him on a certain trajectory, and this is who he is. There's no way for him to change it. If your Rebbe is like a malach, where he's not thinking about his own aliyah, but he's thinking about the talmidim, yavakish toyer mepiu, azar Rebbe is on learning thing. Or with him love, if he's thinking about himself, and he's going to do what is best for himself, and he's going to compromise his talmidim, al yavakish toyer mepiu, such a Rebbe you should learn Torah from. And this is something that's literally throughout the Torah of the Chassam Sofer. If there's bocha bakuk v'midan alachas on the Torah of the Chassam Sofer, it's this vart, that a person is not just for himself, but a person's for Yanim also. But there's a flip side to this coin, there's a part two. There's a sefer to this ratio. And that is, it was Margul Bapum in the Chassam Sofer used to always say, that at the same time, a person has to realize that if he does for other people, not only is he not going to lose out, but he's going to end up gaining much more than he would have gained had he done only for himself. He said, why? He said, because at the end of the day, a person never loses when he does for Yanim. A person never loses when he sacrifices for Avodas Hashem. And he says, that's the oimik in what Rebbe said, Harbei Torah lamadati mirabosai, umichaveira yoisim mehem, umitalmida yoisim mikulam. Because when a person gives up for his talmidim, it's yoisim mikulam, he's going to end up steiging, he's going to end up getting more from anybody else. That flaw in Panim Yafis, this is probably Exhibit A, for where the Hafla says this Yisoid. So he says, that Lefiza, we can understand the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Tzadik HaTomar Yifrach, Ke'erez Balvona Yiska. He says, a tomar is a tree, and an erez is a tree. He said, but they're very, very different. A tomar is not a big, majestic tree. I mean, it's nice to look at, but it's not a big, majestic tree. But at the same time, it's Oysa Peiroiz, Tzilcha No'eh, Amasa Mayim Oyveres Tachtov, right? It's a palm tree. It's very geschmack. That's what a tamar is. An erez is a big, tall, majestic tree. The arzei halavanoin. But at the same time, an erez is not oisa peres. It doesn't bear any fruit. So said the hafla, tzadik katamar yifroch. A tzadik's job is to be a tamar. The tzadik's job is to make himself like a tamar. Not worry about how tall he's going to be and how strong and how powerful he's going to be. But he should be like the tamar that people will be able to benefit from him. He should share with yanim. And if he does that, ke'erez bavon and yiske. He's not going to lose. He's going to end up being mighty like the erez. Then when a person's a tzadik ha-tamar, he's going to end up being mighty like the erez. But I'll kopon him. The tamar is the melamed. The tamar is the one that gives up for others. The tamar is not so big and strong, but at the same time, the tamar is oisa peres, and the tamar has talmidim, and the tamar has people that are benefiting so much from all the koiches that he puts into his avodas Hashem. The eres is big, it's tall, it's mighty. Up it's eina oisa peres. The eres is the biggest balkishman in the world. Up and no one's having enough from him. That's who the eres is. A yid daf sechmachin v'atamar, and then eventually he's going to end up being like an eres. Rav Ash, when the Saftan got up to be Masbid Ravina, what did the Saftan say? He said, "Kol atmorim yoniu roish, al tzadik katomor," because of the tzadik that was like a tomor that died. He said it on who? On Ravina. Who is Ravina? Simin Ashi Lumoy Ravina Lalamed. Ravina was the one that said Lalamed. He said, "Mi oyev behem moin loitfuah, misha oyev Lalamed Torah." So Ravina was someone who felt that the ikur derech that a person's supposed to take in Avodas Hashem is he's supposed to be Malamed Torah. Ravina is the one that the Gemara tells su harbe Torah lamadeti mirabayi say abe mitamida yoisa mikulon. That's Ravina. Simin Ravina Lalamed. Ravina Lalamed. Ravina's a tamar. So the Saftan got up so beautifully and so poetically, and he said, "Kol atmarim yoniu roish." All the tamarim should show deference. You know why? Because there's a tzaddik that's a tamar. There's a tzaddik that gave up everything. Lelamed, like he says in Makis Tafyunam Aleph, that just left this world. Ab Rav Ashi held Lilmoid. Simin Rav Ashi Lilmoid. He held not Lilamid, he held Lilmoid. Rav Ashi says the Gemara, "Im naflo shal heves ba'arozim." Mayasu is oivekir. Rav Ashi is an Erez. He's the Lilmoid. He's steiging himself. Oh, he's steiging himself. Rav Ashi goes down as Toyer v'gedula b'magam echad. He's a Levyoson. He's an Erez. That's Rav Ashi is. Simen Ashi Lilmoid. He's the Erez. So what was the Saftan? What did Bar Kippuk say? He said, "Im barozim naflo shal heves. Mayasu is oivekir. Ravina is Simen Lalamed." And because he's Lalamed, Ravina's like the Tamar. So therefore the Saftan got up Ravino, and he said, "Tmorim honiu roish al tzadik katomar."